International Bible Lessons Commentary, Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 13 through 23, New Revised Standard Version. International Bible Lessons, Sunday, November 23, 2014, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. The International Bible Lesson Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series for Sunday, November 23, 2014, is from Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 13 through 23. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson commentary below. Study Hints for Thinking Further, a study guide for teachers, discusses the five questions below to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website. The weekly International Bible Lesson is usually posted each Saturday before the lesson is scheduled to be taught. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Ezekiel 47, verses 13 through 23. Ezekiel 47:13. Thus says the Lord God, these are the boundaries by which you shall divide the land for inheritance among the 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph shall have two portions. In Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 13 through 20, Ezekiel received instructions on how the promised land should be divided among the 12 tribes after they returned from exile. The Levites received some cities, a portion of the offerings, and lived among the other 12 tribes. Joseph's descendants had been divided into two tribes, leaving 12 tribes to inherit the land. Since the returning exiles did not obey the vision that God gave Ezekiel, they did not divide the land according to Ezekiel's vision either. Ezekiel 47:14. You shall divide it equally. I swore to give it to your ancestors, and this land shall fall to you as your inheritance. Since the Judeans had been sent into exile partly because of their dishonesty and stealing from others, God commanded them to divide the land equally when they returned from exile. Repeatedly, the Lord commanded through Ezekiel, "You shall." But the returning exiles did not obey Ezekiel's vision. If they had begun to obey God in rebuilding the temple according to God's specifications, then God would have helped them obey Him in all things, and God would have also given them more specific specifications as needed. God wanted them to treat one another equally or justly, including how property would be inherited in the future. Remember, because he obeyed God's command, Jeremiah had bought land before the Judeans were taken into captivity with the promise from God that the land would be inherited by his descendants after their time of captivity ended and they returned to the promised land. Ezekiel 47:15. This shall be the boundary of the land. On the north side, from the great sea, by way of Hethlon to Labo Hamath, and on to Zedad. The Great Sea was the Mediterranean Sea. We cannot say with certainty the locations of many of the other places in Ezekiel's vision. The people in exile must have been encouraged to learn from Ezekiel that God intended for them to have a new temple, His presence with them in their new temple, and land given proportionally for their homes when He returned them and enabled them to return from exile to the promised land. Ezekiel 47:16. Berothoth, Sibraim, which lies between the border of Damascus and the border of Hamath, as far as Hazar Hetakon, which is on the border of Haran. God gave detailed visions to Ezekiel that the people of Ezekiel's day would have understood geographically and mathematically, though these place names remain obscure today. Ezekiel 47:17. So the boundary shall run from the sea of Hazar Enon, which is north of the border of Damascus, and the border of Hamath to the north. This shall be the north side. God gave Ezekiel boundaries for the 12 tribes that included borders on the north, south, east, and west. Damascus was the capital city of Syria and was a well-known city even in the days of Abraham. Ezekiel 47:18. On the east side, between Haran and Damascus, along the Jordan between Gilead and the land of Israel, to the eastern sea, and as far as Tamar, this shall be the east side. Originally, the name Gilead applied to the lands occupied by the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. Ezekiel 47:19. On the south side it shall run from Tamar as far as the waters of Meribath Kadesh, from there along the Wadi of Egypt to the Great Sea. This shall be the south side. The south border was the border with Egypt. Ezekiel 47:20. On the west side the Great Sea shall be the boundary to a point opposite Libo Hamath. This shall be the west side. The west border was the Mediterranean Sea. Ezekiel 47:21. So you shall divide this land among you according to the tribes of Israel. Though the Assyrians had destroyed the northern kingdom and had dispersed the 10 northern tribes in 722 BC, and though the Babylonians had destroyed the southern kingdom and had dispersed the remaining Judeans to Babylon in 597 BC and 586 BC, Ezekiel's vision included providing land for returning exiles from all the 12 tribes of Israel. Ezekiel's vision was one of hope, because God would enable His people to do what He commanded when they returned from exile, and God could arrange for representatives from all 12 tribes to be present when the land was divided. Ezekiel 47:22. You shall allot it as an inheritance for yourselves and for the aliens who reside among you and have begotten children among you. They shall be to you as citizens of Israel. With you they shall be allotted an inheritance among the tribes of Israel. The land divisions were to be an inheritance for the descendants of each of the 12 tribes. Ezekiel's vision distinguished between foreigners and aliens. Foreigners were, uncircumcised in heart and flesh, and they joined with the rebellious house of Israel to perform abominations. See Ezekiel chapter 44, verses 4 through 14. Aliens were those who had converted to Judaism, perhaps even as Ezekiel ministered to Judean exiles, Babylonians, and others. God wanted Gentiles who had converted to Judaism to be treated equal to natural-born Israelites in all of the 12 tribes of Israel. These Gentile converts to Judaism were to have the same rights of inheritance, property, and other legal protections as the Israelites. Later, the Apostle Paul would insist that Jewish converts and Gentile converts to Christianity should have equal rights because they were all one in Christ Jesus. Ezekiel 47:23. In whatever tribe aliens reside, there you shall assign them their inheritance, says the Lord God. As Ezekiel's vision indicates, certain responsibilities fell to certain tribes, and limits were placed upon some in these tribes. For example, Levites could be servants in the temple in certain areas, but only those in the family of Zadok could draw near to God. See Ezekiel chapter 44, verses 15 through 16. With respect to legal rights to land and inheritance, Gentile converts to Judaism were to be treated equal to the natural-born Israelites. As far as we know, Jews and Gentiles only treated each other equally after they believed the good news of Jesus Christ and became a part of the body of Christ, the Church. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Why do you think God gave boundaries to the 12 tribes of Israel? 2. Since the Israelites often did not do what God told them to do, why do you think God included sins of omission in the Bible? 3. Why do you think Ezekiel's vision from God included such detailed instructions for building a new temple and dividing the land? 4. What is the difference between a foreigner in Israel and an alien in Israel? 5. Why do you think it was difficult for the Jews in the early church to treat the Gentiles in the early church with Christian respect and quality? 6. Begin or close your class by reading the short, weekly, International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2014 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.